The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed, and I think it's also a Gemara in Memtes Amid Aleph, quotes the famous story with Elisha Baal Kanafayim. That what was the case? That the Romans made a decree about, among other things, a Yid cannot wear tefillin. And apparently Elisha Baal, many probably wore it in secret, but he went out in public and wore tefillin. And if you wore tefillin, the Romans are going to put you to death. So the story goes where a Roman soldier saw him wearing tefillin, and Elisha Baal Kanafayim ran away. And when the soldier was about to catch him, he took off his tefillin and he put him in his hands. So the soldier said, "What do you have in there?" He says, "The Kanfei Yona, dove's wings." He said, "Yeah, I don't believe you. Open up your hands." And miraculously, and the tefillin had been torn into Kanfei Yona. That's a discussion in the Achronim. How could he do that? Isn't that Mechikas Hashem? You're turning tefillin. However, others point out he didn't do it. It was a nes. So maybe that's not Mechikas Hashem. Either way, the Gemara goes on. What's the Gemara is discussing different mitzvahs the Jewish people accepted b'simcha originally, so therefore people keep it today, and mitzvahs that Jews reluctantly kept then, the people, it's harder for people to keep today. So the example of a mitzvah that the Jews did not willing to sacrifice for is the mitzvah of tefillin. So since they didn't risk their lives to wear tefillin during the Roman decree, so therefore it's very lax today. So what's the raya? So they want to bring a raya from the story with Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So what's the raya? So Rashi learns the raya that we see only Elisha Baal Kanafayim was willing to be Moser Nefesh. The implication being everyone else was not. It didn't say, and hundreds of people walked outside with tefillin. It was only Elisha. So Rashi, we see from here that Elisha was good, but everyone else was lacking. And Tosis has a different shot. No. Everyone was lacking. Not only the people who didn't wear, but even Elisha. Why? Because it's a Shas HaShmad, so I feel a mitzvah kala. It's a time of religious persecution, so even on any mitzvah one has to give up the life for. So he should have gave up his life. So that's the time. So either way, that's an example of a case of tefillin. Tefillin's an example where the Jews do not accept it. B'simcha, and that's the story with Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So there's a famous tshuva from the Chabina Rav, Rev Dov Berish Weinfeld. He was one of the Gedolei Hador. He was asked the following question, and we could, I don't know if it's come up today with COVID-19, but it could be a similar shaila. Let's say you went into a hospital, and the law was that if you, it was an infectious disease going around, and whatever came in contact, they would burn to prevent the spread of the disease. So I think they assumed today you could wash it and burn it out. But nevertheless, the question was, so should I bring my tefillin into the hospital? Could I have a chiyuv d'oraisa putting on tefillin every day? But knowing that after my stay, it's going to be destroyed. Yeah, so we could get into whether maybe you're going to be there for 50 years versus a week or two. But let's just leave out the details of the question and get into the principle. So I want to have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. On the other hand, if I know my tefillin will be destroyed, so what should I do? So originally, the Chabina Rav wanted to bring a raya from Tosfos. That what was Tosfos tying on Elisha? That he wasn't Moser Nefesh. He should have been willing to risk his life by leaving his tefillin on. So we see, perhaps, that you can even have your tefillin destroyed. However, upon deeper inspection, Chabina Rav says no. Because the case of the tying on Elisha was because The taina on Elisha was that he knew that he wasn't sure. Like the case of the hospital, we know for sure that it's going to be burned. But in the case of Elisha, it wasn't likely it was going to happen. So therefore, the Dovid Mitzvah concludes one should not bring the tefillin into the hospital because it would definitely be destroyed. And that's what, as we'll see, we'll get to Rav Moshe, but that's Gemara in Shabbos as well by Gram Mechika, that if a person has a tattoo with Shem Hashem, he could go in if it's, because you don't know if it's going to come off, or you're rubbing on it, that's not Gram, that could be like real Mechika. So either way, the conclusion of the Dovid Misharim was not to. As well, they quoted Shach as well regarding the mitzvah of mezuzahs. He talks about the case in Krakow and Prague. They had gates in the streets. It was a situation where it was public mezuzahs they had to put up because the whole area was Jewish. So, al pi halacha, there was no question you were chayav to put up a mezuzah. So what was the problem? Put it up. But they were concerned that if it was left where they were, that the mezuzahs were going to be vandalized, were going to be brought down, burned, and make a bizayim. To the Shach Paskin, better not to put the mezuzahs up. He says, and his lashon is, it will vaday happen. So therefore, it seems to be like the Tribina Rav also says vaday versus suffik. For a suffik, maybe you do the mitzvah. But for, I guess, what's considered a vaday, what's a suffik, the devil's in the details. And also a famous psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igris Moshe, that the Gemara talks about saving Svarim from a fire. So it's definitely us to bring a safer into a place where you know it's going to get burnt. But that's only an Issa Drabanan. Since it's happening, we're not doing it by Yadayim, so it's only a Drabanan. So you might argue that Tefillin being burnt is only a Drabanan, and the Chiyav Tefillin is Daraisa. So is it Mutzah Rav Moshe writes? No. A big Yisod. We're not allowed to violate a rabbinic prohibition in order to perform a mitzvah. You can't violate an Issa Drabanan of causing the tefillin, the Torah scroll, to be burned. And then Rav Moshe, further talking about the quarantine case, tells us maybe it might even be an Issa D'oraisa, because if you know it's definitely going to happen, so then it might not be Gram Mechika, but it might be Mechika. So we have the Tribina Rav, we have the Shach, and we have Rav Moshe all coming to the same conclusion that if you know something will vaday get destroyed, but in the Shach says, better not to put tefillin on the public gates. And according to Rav Moshe and the Tribina Rav, better not to bring tefillin into a place where you know it's vaday going to be burnt. So some posts can point out that if you could get the hospital to agree to it, instead of burning the tefillin, if you put it into a clay vessel and you do kfura, so then maybe that would be okay. So that's perhaps one of the eights that some posts can want to bring down. But the bottom line is, we assume it's better not to bring them in because you know the vaday. If it's only a suffix, so then there's more to it.